Democrats say it's time for new leadership as they try to chip away or even decimate Republican control of the county board.
Leadership that is willing to listen more and willing to take the necessary actions.
That's Democratic Party Chair Nikita Richards. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, October 2nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. Ryan Denham has more.
Indoor service at bars and restaurants in McLean County will be prohibited starting Wednesday as new COVID mitigations go into effect. Those new mitigations were announced yesterday. They're the result of Region 2 recording three straight days of testing positivity rates above 8%. Region 2 includes McLean, Peoria, Tazewell, Woodford, and 16 other counties. We were the last region in Illinois to not already be under new mitigations or on track to be. Governor J.B. Pritzker says we have to act responsibly and collectively to protect those around us. His public health director, Dr. Ngazi Ezike, says the new measures are not meant as a punishment, but as a way to help all of us coexist with COVID more safely. In addition to stopping all indoor service, the new rules will also stop all outdoor service by 11 p.m. each night and require reservations for everyone. And all gatherings will be limited to 25 guests or 25% of room capacity, whichever is less. A recent study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found adults who tested positive for the coronavirus were about twice as likely to have dined at a restaurant within a two-week period prior to becoming sick. In response, State Representative Dan Brady, a Bloomington Republican, said the governor's orders have done more harm than good. He says these are decisions that should be made at the local level using local health data. Illinois and many other states have seen a new wave of COVID infections in recent weeks. Yesterday, the state reported nearly 6,900 new cases with 35 more deaths. McLean County's testing positivity rate by itself was just over 6% as of late last week. But one factor there is that there's more testing happening here than in other less populated parts of Region 2. I'm Ryan Denham.
The McLean County Health Department no longer reports COVID-19 data on the weekends. The next department update is not expected until later this morning. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Police in Bloomington Normal say they don't expect any trouble on election night, but during this time of high tension, they also say they aren't taking any chances. Prosecutors argue seven former students of a Bloomington piano teacher should be allowed to testify at the first of six jury trials accusing him of sexual assault and child pornography. And the Illinois State Board of Education published its annual school report card data Friday, but they're urging caution in how the data is interpreted because of COVID. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. McLean County Democrats have set their sights on something that once seemed unimaginable, gaining majority power of the county board. The GOP controlled three-fourths of the county board seats just 2 years ago. Eric Stock reports Republicans are trying to ward off another blue wave in this election.
Democrat Benjamin Webb laid out the party's goal during a recent candidate forum. He tied it to the most pressing local and national issue, the pandemic response.
As we see the national response of COVID-19 kind of trickling down to our local communities and our state, I want to see how a Democratic majority can really make some decisions to make this community a little bit stronger.
Webb teaches at University High School in Normal. He's one of six Democrats trying to flip county board seats from red to blue. Webb is the only one not facing an incumbent. Opponent Adelita Cruz says she's a contact center business manager for Fortune 50 company. She's also a political newcomer who seems to embrace Republican Party ideals.
What I look to have is less dependence on government and more independence. And so the way that I look at it for the county government is we would depend on them to maintain proper safety of our roads, to help, just as Ben said, with the financial oversight of some of the departments.
Republicans hold a 13-7 majority on the board. The GOP lost 2 seats 2 years ago. For the Democrats to win majority, they would need to take 4 of the 6 seats Republicans currently hold and defend 2 Democrat-held seats. The Democrats who have held those seats aren't on the ballot. George Gordon lost in the primary. Carla Robustelli resigned in September for a job relocation. Chair of the McLean County Democratic Party, Nikita Richard, says it's time for change.
I think it's time for new leadership, leadership that is willing to listen more and willing to take the necessary actions.
Richard says the Democrats are running on a desire to upend the status quo with several common themes, including greater transparency, environmental safety, and greater partnership with the county health department. Richard says the county could expand the health department's partnerships with organizations such as Planned Parenthood to offer more services. County Board Chairman John McIntyre makes a case for the status quo. He says new county board members face a steep learning curve.
I think new members think they know what's going on, but they don't understand always. And that happens a lot with any organization. But with 20 members, it does make a difference.
McIntyre has been on the county board for 18 years over 2 stints. He has chaired the board since 2016. McIntyre has 2 opponents to keep his seat, Democrat Rachel Lund and Libertarian Joanne Littwiller. McIntyre says he's less concerned about how many Republicans and how many Democrats serve on the board than how willing they are to work together. But McIntyre doesn't divorce himself entirely from party philosophy.
Being a Republican, I feel like the philosophy that the Republicans have brought to that board over the years has been one that's served our county well. It is a conservative approach at times, but not always. But it's also been creative, and we've expanded services quite a bit.
In particular, the county's mental health programs, which were funded by Bloomington and Normal sales taxes. Nikita Richards with the McLean County Democrat says her party can also find solutions that go beyond party lines.
The local GOP doesn't own being fiscally responsible. Democrats and independents and many others share the understanding of how important it is.
Richards points to auditor candidate Rob Fizzini's push to lower the salary for that office. Democrats are also trying to unseat Republicans for 2 county offices, auditor and coroner. I'm Eric Stock.
WGLT has previews of local, state, and congressional races under the Election 2020 tab at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7 with a very light agenda, and the McLean County Board's Health Committee meets at 4:30. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.